All right, BradCooney.com would like to welcome to the show Mr. Sam Gelson from the alternative rock recording artist band Hand of Spite. What is up, Sam?
Hey, Brad, what's going on, bud?
I'm doing good, man. You doing good?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here. Last time I was on here was we were promoting a single, and I had fun catching up with you. And
yeah, so you know,
I'm happy to be here.
When I opened up the file and I read, I was like, yeah, man, I did remember talking to Hands of Spite, but I interview like literally, I think this is my 100th podcast of 2023.
Oh my god!
So yeah, I don't remember all of them, but I do remember talking to you. I just can't remember like what we got into.
No, I just remember having a good time. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, man, I'm happy to have you.
A good flow.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so just before we get into the latest project you guys are working on and promoting, update the listeners again about. Let's start off with you a little bit. Like, tell them a little bit about you when you first got into making music, and then just kind of segue that into like when did the band form and how the band formed, and then we'll get into the project.
For sure, yeah. I mean, I started playing drums when I was about 4 years old. I started taking drum lessons, and then it was always good to be a drummer, and I just felt like I wasn't saying enough, so I started playing guitar and writing music when I was about 15, 16, so I've been playing guitar for over a decade now, and the band formed about 2 years ago. Funny enough, I work part-time at this rock club in Boston called the Midway Cafe, and Austin, the other guitar player in the band, was doing his solo stuff, and I was like, oh man, you are just a killer. Like, I love your guitar playing, I love your voice, and started to talk, and that's kind of how Hands of Spite was formed, and I had a bunch of songs pre-written, and Austin helped them come to life, and then Zach and Nate joined, and it was great. You know, this is, you know, we just got back from tour, and none of us were on a rip each other's heads off. So
oh wow, that's good. Yeah, that's success right there. So let's talk about the tour a little bit. I'm glad you brought that up. Tell me how it went, and where all did you guys play at?
Rhode Island, Boston. We kind of jumped around. Philly, Cleveland.
Nice.
Madison, Wisconsin. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, you reached out pretty good. It's not like you're just locally touring. You went out there a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, and we got to play with a bunch of great artists and meet a bunch of great people, and it was weird. It's kind of mind blowing to me, and I think everyone in the band could speak to this. That like, it's like, oh, you guys really like this? Weird. They're like, oh, you want us to play more?
But why are you beating yourself up like that, man? Because I listened to this song, the one I just listened to, and you guys don't F around, man. You guys are good. I mean, it's legit.
I mean, if you want me to be real with you, you take away the light show and you take away the fog machines from any rock and roll band right now, we can go toe-to-toe live with anyone.
I don't doubt
We're
it.
We're no joke.
I don't doubt
We're
it.
We're no joke.
Yep.
All that whole record was recorded live. I mean, just overdubbed vocals, but all the instrumentation is live.
Yeah, that's impressive. And I don't doubt it for a second. I mean, when I listen to this song, I mean, you can just tell, I mean, guitar player shreds. Is that who's the guitar player? Is that you?
I'm one of the guitar players. I think I do leads. Oh, yeah, I do leads on that too.
Yeah, dude, you can shred. You can shred.
Oh, I'm the worst guitar player in the band, but I love, thank you.
Well, if you're the worst one, that's in good, your band's in good shape if you're the worst one. The vocalist, too, I like his, he has a little bit of a raspy gravel in his vocals.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
That is you, okay.
Now you, yeah, I do the verses, and Austin does the choruses.
That's what I just need some clarity on that. All right.
Yeah.
So that is you. I like that, man. It has a nice edgy, it's kind of like the male version of a Melissa Etheridge, if you know what I mean. It has that.
Oh, all right.
You follow me?
I like that. Yeah, no, I actually have never heard that. That's sick.
Yeah, true. That's truth.
Yeah.
Yep, that's good shit.
I'm a lefty, so people always say Kurt Cobain or whatever, so I'm like, all right. But Melissa Etheridge, because she's got a lot of spice behind her words, not just the gravelly vocals.
Oh, no, she's a powerhouse, man.
Yeah.
She's a powerhouse vocalist. Very, I mean, one of my favorite. I mean, I'm a big fan of hers for years. All right, so let's talk about Dumb Love Song. Now, here's one thing I liked about reading up and getting this kind of refreshing my brain on you guys. You guys are a bunch of dumb, like clowns. I mean, like in a good way. Bunch of class clowns. And the pranks and the joking, I like that shit, man. So when I saw the title, Dumb Love Song, I was like, yeah, this is pretty funny. Oh,
did you look at the album cover?
I didn't get to see the album cover.
Oh man.
Hold on, can I pull it up somewhere?
Alright, yeah, we're all over. We're in Spotify and all that stuff.
Alright, hold on, let me pull it up real quick.
Yeah, and check out the name of the record, too. It's pretty hilarious.
I saw the name of the record. That's even funnier.
Yeah, Love Songs for the Dumb and Stupid.
Yeah. let's see. Spite. Now, let's see if I can pull it up. Let's see here. Is it like the ice cream thing in the...
Yeah.
That's funny as hell, all the cigarette butts.
Yeah, we were like, let's make it a little funky, so... Yeah.
I like that. That is good, because it's like... First of all, I love ice cream, but I fucking hate ice cream. What if it had cigarette butts all smashed in it?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the funny part. That's fucking great, man.
It was like, how can we make something look so good yet so unappetizing at the same time?
Yeah, because everybody looks at it like, oh man, I wish that, and they're like, then they're like, ugh.
The sprinkles? Oh, yeah. Never mind.
And then it follows up with an ugh. The hell? Yeah. Who would do that?
It's like, what kind of psychopath would ruin perfectly good ice cream?
Hans's Fight would do that. That's exactly
what it is. Just for a goof.
Yeah. That's an epic cover. I love it. I actually might put that cover up with this podcast, if you don't mind.
Oh, of course. I'll
put that graphic in there. All right, so tell the listeners, like, what's the song about? Just break that down for us.
Well, like you said, we're a bunch of, you know, class clowns.
Right.
It's kind of our ass backwards take on Romeo and Juliet, you know? Like, it was like, how can we take, like, this classically beautiful and heartbreaking piece and be like, this is how we view it as these, you know what I mean, as, like, adult children, you know?
Yeah.
So we wanted it to mean something, but it also take it as you will.
Did you guys shoot a video for it?
No, we don't have that kind of budget.
Yeah, you know, look, man, that's no joke. The freaking videos are expensive, man. Pricey as hell.
I know. We came back from the road. We were like, yeah, that was exciting, but financially, that was tough.
Yeah, like, how long was the tour? How long did you guys tour around?
I think it was just under 2 weeks, like, 11, 12 days.
How many gigs were in there? How many shows?
Well, we had one of them fall through day of because of COVID exposure.
Oh,
so,
shit.
So I think just six, I'll say. Six or seven.
Man, I tell you what, man. Trying to be a professional musician, it ain't easy, man. It ain't easy. Yeah. You got to really love what you do to really keep doing it.
Yeah. I mean, if it makes you feel any better, I still have talked and texted with all the guys in the band, and we're still copacetic. So. It's gonna keep happening. We got more music coming. It's we're going to the studio.
Yeah.
Hopefully at the end of the year, if things line up. So.
What do you like better? Do you like creating songs or performing them after they're created?
Man, I think if it's one or the other, it's creating. But I think there's like it's. After working on the record that we just put out, you know, having it kind of under wraps for about a year, pretty much, it's nice to finally see the whole gamma and the audience be like, oh yeah, I kind of remember I heard this one on Spotify, or oh, this came up on my whatever. It's kind of cool to see it, that it's landing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And the title of the record is called Song for the Dumb and Stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, it is funny, you know? It's funny. And people can probably, even though they'll never admit that some people are ignorant to certain things. Like, there's topics and things out there that I'm ignorant about. I don't know you know, shit about some stuff, so everybody can kind of relate a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, no one's perfect, and everyone's growing and, you know, trying to get better all the time. That's the way life is, you know?
Yep. So all you dumb and stupid people out there need to buy this freaking record, man.
You said it. I'm just silently agreeing with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you co-signed with that little laugh, though, brother.
Yeah, yeah, you ain't fooling nobody.
You ain't fooling nobody, buddy. So when did you guys drop this record? It came out.
It was on Austin's birthday. It was July 25th.
So July. So yes, yeah, it's fresh, man. It's only this is still August.
Yeah.
So one of the things I read about you guys. Is that this current song that's out that you're promoting now was really the first song that the whole band collabed on as far as the writing process?
Yeah, well, like I was saying earlier, I had a bunch of tunes that I had kind of ready to go that I had demoed, full band demoed by myself. And then I remember it was just me, Austin, and Zach. It was one of the first times we all got together. I think Austin and I were just kind of seeing how Zach, if we vibed with him. And I was like, oh, let's just try this out. And that was where the opening riff for that tune came in. And then Austin had ideas, Nate had ideas, Zach had movable, you know, like ideas about movement in the song. So that was the first real collaborative tune. And then the record that we just finished writing and we're going to record later this year is all the tunes are collaborative, except for one acoustic little interlude song. But yeah, all the tunes are collaborative.
Now, do all you guys live in the same area, or you guys live across, like, separately, like all across the country, or whatever?
Not across the country. Austin is in Rhode Island, and then the rest of us are kind of spread out through Mass. So,
generally local. Yeah, you're not too far. So, you guys get together and practice and shit like that still?
Yeah, when we are in normal times, it's probably 2 to 3 times a week.
Yep. All right, so what are these other songs? One's called Lover, one's called These Days.
Yeah, they're going to come out as singles soon.
Okay, so neither of those have dropped yet.
Oh, no, they're on the record. We're just going to do... We'll be back. We're going to talk about these songs later with you.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. No, that's a good reason to come back, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, there's a song... There's a... an EP that you guys released earlier in 2023. Yep. Now, was that when you was on my show? How long ago was it when you were last here?
Oh, man. I think it was like January.
Okay.
January. Which, something like that.
Which project were you promoting when you were here last?
That EP, yeah.
Okay, that EP.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah. And you said a full album by the end of the year. Is that still on track?
Well, it's all written, and we're just kind of putting our pennies together to go back in the studio.
Okay, cool. All right, man. So what else? Tell me, is there any other things you guys got in the works that you want to talk about?
Yeah, we just, before we went on the road, we recorded a handful more singles to be released before the next record. They're very different. One is kind of like a replacement-y, punky, but also like a power pop song, and then we have a song called Don't Touch My Cigarettes, which is our most aggressive, and then we do a cover of Communication Breakdown by Led Zeppelin.
Oh my god, it's like one of my favorite Zeppelin songs of all time.
I'll text it to you after.
Oh, dude, do it. Do it.
Yeah.
I remember I was in like, fuck man, maybe like 8th grade when I first heard that song. 8th or 9th, something like that. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because back in them days, that's a rowdy song for back in them days.
Oh, no. We kick it in the overdrive.
Oh, I'm sure you guys added a little more oomph to it, for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited as hell to release those later, but you're going to have to wait. I mean, I'll text you, but the world's going to have to wait a little bit.
Yeah, okay, cool, man. I'm just looking at my notes. I want to make sure we cover everything before we wrap it up, bro.
I'm just happy to hang. It means a lot that you had us on the show, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Any, you know what? Let's just wrap a little longer. what's been since the band first started to where you're at now? Is there any particular highlights that you really like? Well, something that's really stuck out the most that you guys really enjoyed the most so far doing this?
Well, I'm gonna sound corny, but it means a lot that you've had us on your show now twice, and that's pretty crazy, you know, for a little band out of Boston to be on the, you know, on a podcast and radio, and that's still amazing to us. And I think that, you know, we had a very surreal moment on tour that after our last show in Wisconsin, these kids came up to us and asked us to like sign the set list. And like,
oh, love it! I love it. That's what I'm talking about, like, right there.
Or like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you do? They're like, oh my God, you guys are so good. It was like, hey, we're just doing our job, you know? Like, this is just what we do on a normal kind of night, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy and surreal that it has, you know?
Well, let me address that right, real quick. First and foremost, don't ever, ever lose that humbleness.
Oh, thank you.
If you guys take it to the next level and you start really, you know, you're starting to make a lot of money and people start to really know who you are across the country, keep that same humbleness, man, because that's precious. At the same time, and the flip side of that is, don't be surprised when that happens, because you guys are a really fucking good band.
Oh, man, that means so much. I mean, you talk to bands all the time and you listen to bands all the time. That means so much. That really means a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome. I wouldn't say if I didn't mean it. And you're right. I do. I interview tons and at all levels. I mean, I've had Grammy Award winners on this show, and I've had independent artists on this show. And matter of fact, I just had a lady. Listen to this. I had a young lady. She's 21 years old, and she's really talented too. She's kind of a rock singer, but she's from Myanmar, in the South Pacific.
Oh, sick.
And it's a very, very like, it's almost like North Korea, dude. It's like no rights. Women have very little rights there. It's a dictatorship. It's just not a very. It's just a bad government. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I talked to her, and do you know that she? When I asked her like, "How's your song doing?" She says, "I don't know because we don't have internet here." And I was like, "What?" So you know, it was like when we finished the interview, I kept her on the phone, and I was just like. I said, don't hang up. Let me pull up your songs. I can tell you, I'll give you all your numbers. I'll check out all your YouTube views and, you know, just little something I can do for you. You know what I mean? And that's one of the things I love about this podcast I love talking and getting to know and talk to people from all walks of life. And then another guest I had very recently, just a few days ago. She's 11 years old. Her mother's her manager. Her mother was on the podcast with her. This girl, she beat cancer. She had multiple surgeries, 11 years old. She had three of her ribs removed. She had months and months of chemotherapy and radiation, and she freaking beat it. She's in full remission, and now she's promoting a song she wrote. And she plays like seven instruments. She's 11. She plays she's like a little musical like prodigy. But what really captured me was how inspirational she was. And she was telling me that when she was in the hospital fighting cancer, getting treatments, she would walk down the hallway and go into the other rooms and like inspire the patients that were also fighting cancer. But she would be the one that would be like preaching, you know what I mean? Like doing the inspirational talking. And it's things like that I love. So keep it humble, man. I'm sharing these stories with you. Always keep it humble, but always appreciate when those fans come up to you. And when people want you, obviously you guys touched somebody because they wanted your autographs. You know what I mean? So you got your music resonated and your performance resonated. So always keep those two things in mind, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And also that's I mean, congratulations on being in remission. I don't know the person's name who you're talking about, but that's amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. Her name is Sasha Friedman. You can do that too. Go to bradcooney.com. That's where I put up a lot of my podcasts. Now my podcast also will stream on iTunes and iHeartRadio and Spotify everywhere. But this interview now will be up on bradcooney.com in like 20 minutes or less.
Oh.
And then tomorrow.
Are we friends now?
What's that?
I said, are we friends now? Does that mean we're friends now?
Oh, of course. Are you kidding me? But Sasha Friedman, she's like, yeah, she has an Instagram, all that stuff. But you could actually listen to the. I encourage you to listen to the podcast I had with her, man. You're gonna have tears in your eyes.
Yeah,
it's pretty. It's pretty powerful.
Definitely check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful. All right, man. Is there anything else, man? You want to wrap it up and tell everybody where they can follow you and get the band's music and all that stuff?
Yeah, Hands Despite Band on Instagram, Facebook, HandsDespiteBand.com. We're the hardest working band that you've never heard of, and please check us out.
And they like to put cigarettes in ice cream, man.
No. That was just the one time.
That was a one-off. All right.
Yeah. It's not a normal prank.
That's funny as hell. All right, bro. I appreciate you coming on the show. And, of course, you're always welcome to come back. Let me know when you guys got some new stuff, man. We'll get you back on, bro.
Yeah, and I'll send you the communication.
Yeah, 100%. Do it, man.
Yeah.
All right, Sam. Good to talk to you, man. Keep in touch.
You too. Yeah, you too, Brad.
All right. Bye.